Radio 680 WCBM.
However you're getting around these days.
I remember when we were driving in your car.
Plug in WCBM in the morning and afternoon for traffic and weather. Start your day with 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome, and this is All About Real Estate. You know, during the night, I was up. I was watching the snowfall. I was taking it all in. Such beauty. This morning, the same streets, the same houses, they felt different. Of course, that was before the plow. It was quieter. It was softer somehow. I think it's really amazing how the first snowfall can make you pause and truly, truly appreciate the beauty of the world around you. In that very quiet, I found myself thinking about my friend Mike Palin, who passed away this past week. Mike had a way of showing up in people's lives, nothing flashy, just genuine kindness and care, kind of like the snow. It doesn't make noise, but it changes everything. Today, I'm dedicating the show to Mike and the beautiful way he lived, and my condolences to his entire extended family, which is huge, and his beautiful wife, Mary. My love goes out to all of you. And right now, we have a caller on the line. We have Sham. We actually have two callers on the line. We're going to first take Sham, who is talking about Mike Palin, who both of us were very, very good friends. And next, we will take Carol, who is my planned guest for today. I can't wait. Let's get this show rolling. So, good afternoon, Sham.
Good afternoon, Margaret. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really, really well. So sad about Mike. I appreciate the call and all that you've done. I know you and I are family with the Floyd Wickman team, and yeah. I appreciate your call.
Absolutely. That's the least I could do for the memory of a great man like Mike Palin.
Awesome. And, you know, as I said before, we know each other through Sweat Hogs, and Mike was president of the Floyd Wickman. It's not called Sweat Hogs anymore, but when we were there long ago. And yeah. Mike is, you know, was the president. Mike is, you know,
right.
our guy. And I know Floyd has to be hurting right now also. So, Sham, thank you. I hope other people call in and share that. You can also text me if you're listening, if you want me to mention your name on air, or you can go to my blog and just make a comment there. That would be great. Just want people to remember Mike. Thank you, Sham. We're going to take Carol right now. Carol is my guest for the afternoon. I am so pleased to have Carol here. She is somebody also who I know from Active Rain, and she's my friend. She's a former realtor, former broker, and she's just written a wonderful new book that encourages exactly that. Pausing, reflecting, and noticing the life we're living. Carol, I am so glad that you're here with us today. And tell us about the ABCs of life. Letters to my granddaughter. Welcome.
Thank you, Margaret. First of all, thanks for having me. And second of all, let me express my condolences to Mike, his family, and his extended family as well.
Thank you. Thank you. I know they're very sad, and I know it's a difficult time for them. They're not taking any phone calls, but they know we're all thinking about them. So,
good. So let me tell you a little bit about my book.
Okay, I'm excited.
And, you know, it plays into real estate some, too, because life lessons and business lessons often cross, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So, how did this book come about? You know, at my age, I'm 73 now, and I started writing this book probably a year and a half ago, and it started out as a single letter to my granddaughter, but mostly, I guess it... my age, I kind of wanted to leave a legacy that lasts longer than I do. And, you know, when you think about it, unless we write our life story in one form or another, our legacy kind of dies out after a generation or two. Who knows we even lived, other than maybe a, you know, a name on a genealogy report or something. So one letter, you know, I was going to write a letter to my granddaughter. It's like, after you've lived 72 years, where do you start? So I decided to start where we start in school with the ABCs. And I picked one word from each letter of the alphabet, which turned into 26 letters. And as I wrote these letters, I got to realizing that this wasn't just for my granddaughter, but it was a lot of good information for, you know, anyone, actually, whether they're young or old. So... that's sort of the story about how it came about. And the reception I've been getting has been quite amazing. I'm grateful for that.
Well, we love the book, and you have been amazing as a member of Active Rain. I mean, every single week you write a post that features some of the best posts that have written that week. And I know you've been doing that for, I counted it up, 8 years, and that is amazing. And you are probably one of the most giving, caring people that I know. So your book, The ABCs of Life, Letters to My Granddaughter, really is not just for granddaughters. As I read this book, it really is about life. It's good for anybody. So I love the way that you came right in and told us what made you write it. Now we know who it was written for, your granddaughter. And how did all of your years, I think you said you spent 30 years in real estate, how did that influence your writing the book? Because you've been retired, which we're not going to use the word retired. We're going to use your word, refired, for how long?
Don't you love that word, Margaret?
I love that word. We're not retiring, we're refiring.
Exactly.
And I love how you use that. And how long have you been refired?
I was in real estate about 30 years. I started in 1980. I retired in 2011 after my husband passed away. So I didn't really intend to retire. I was going to take a year off because I was tired. You know, he'd been ill for quite some time, and I just needed a break. So my retirement turned into refirement. I kind of found some new purposes and just moving forward. And so I've been refired for, what is that? Do the math. 14 years.
14 years. And you and I connected before then through Active Rain, but I think we connected even more after you lost your husband and then after I lost my Lee. And we probably talk a minimum of once a week, and it can be about anything. It can be about real estate. It can be about AI. We see each other on the Zooms each Tuesday, And I just admire you so much, and I'm so proud to have you on talking about the ABCs of life. And tell me what you're doing. I mean, I know you're writing every day. I know you've got a new book coming out. You didn't retire from real estate. You refired. Tell us about that, and tell us, you know, what you're doing on a day-to-day basis.
Well, let's see. Where do I start? On a day-to-day basis, right now I'm in Arizona. I like to spend the winters in Arizona. I live in Central Washington, which, oh my goodness, my prayers go out to everybody up in Washington as well with the horrible flooding that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, my home is safe and all is well. But on a day-to-day basis, I get up. Of course, I jump on Active Rain. I check my blog. I do some emails, make sure I comment on other people's blogs. And that's really what it's all about. It's connecting and sharing with each other. I write. I golf. I just love connecting with people, but I also enjoy my quiet time in writing as well. Of course, you know I travel. I love to go around the country. Active Rain isn't just a bunch of people online. I drive around the country and I meet them in person, which has been a whole lot of fun.
Well, I think that I know. I mean, you even made the trip from Washington, and I don't mean Washington, D.C., to come to Baltimore and spend a few hours here with me and a couple of other of our friends, Andrea and Bridget. And it was a lovely afternoon. But it's interesting, when I met you for the first time in person, it's like we had known each other forever. And I think that's what this Active Rain and how it's brought us all together. So I'm so glad you're on. About the book, real quick, tell us how someone could get that book if they wanted to purchase it right now. It would make an excellent Hanukkah gift, an excellent Christmas gift. Just tell us how one would go about ordering it, and then if anybody wants to call me after the show, I'll also repeat that. So tell us how to get the ABCs of Life.
Okay. Well, it's on Amazon. It's free on Amazon, Kindle Unlimited, but you can buy it on Amazon in the book section, of course. It comes out, and it's available in Kindle and print version. It's called The ABCs of Life, Letters to My Granddaughter. And there are some other ABCs of Life books, but they're not like my book. This is really, you know, like I said earlier, I think everybody needs to write their life story to leave a legacy. And this was my way, basically, of telling my story through words and through the stories within the words. And I'll share with you, if you want me to, some of the themes behind some of the letters.
Well,
but yeah, Amazon, ABCs of Life, Letters to My Granddaughter, and there's a picture of a grandma sitting in a garden table writing a letter.
And I love that. Now, I just picked up your book and I just opened it, and the first letter I came to was H. And I'm thinking, how does H relate to anything? And here's some of the comments that you made about H. Your H is about honesty. And you say, where in my life am I not being completely honest with myself and others? And what would it look like to face that truth with kindness and courage? And what's one small act of honesty I can practice this week, even if it's uncomfortable? I thought that was that's what the book is like. Carol, I'd like for you to hold on. We are going to step out for our first break. We are all about real estate, show dedicated to Michael Palin and my guest, Carol Williams. We will be right back. Call in number 410-922-6680.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
The Kim Klasick Show.
Candace Owens, if you ever look at her MO, you look at who she attacks. She's not talking about Jasmine Crockett. She's not talking about anybody on the left. She's talking about Republican women, and she's tearing down their reputations time and time again. And now she's attacking Charlie Kirk, who she claims Charlie Kirk was her best friend. She can't produce a text message past 2018, but that's her best friend that was assassinated, and now she's attacking his widow.
The Kim Klasick Show, 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Right now, our guest is Carol Williams, who is talking about her new book, The ABCs of Life, Letters to My Granddaughter. And I understand there's another book that's about to come out. Tell us the name of your new book, Carol.
Well, the new book is The ABCs of Life After Loss. And you and I can both relate to this. It's specifically for widows and widowers and how to work through that grief.
I think that's beautiful. I know we've talked about that a great deal over the years and how we have been able to help other people. And you've gone a step further where you're putting it out for many people to read and to talk to. And anybody out there listening, if you wanted to talk to me or to Carol about anything we're discussing today, Carol, where can we reach you? Give us a phone number.
My phone number is 509-670-7840.
Perfect. And if anybody didn't get that, you'll call me after the show, 410-530-2400, and I will get you in touch with Carol. And I have a feeling that many of you listening might like a copy of her new book when it comes out, The ABCs of Life After Loss. Wow. So many things. Okay, let's talk about, since this is a real estate show, what advice would you give agents today who are just thinking about stopping real estate? We've got a lot of people that have been in the business for many, many years, and they are trying to decide, what do I do? Should I? You know, give some advice to those agents.
Well, I would probably give the same advice I gave to my husband before he retired. He was a scientist.
Okay.
So it's totally different than real estate, but I'd probably give the same advice in that have other interests that you know you want to pursue. I've heard a lot of people that have retired and they get bored and then they want to go back to work. Well, that's going backwards. That's not being retired. And, you know, one of the letters in my book, my current book, is K for kangaroo.
Okay.
And you know what's fascinating about kangaroos is their front legs are very short. So they have a very difficult time going backwards. They're always going forward. And that's what we need to do with life, you know, when you...
Well, that's interesting because the length of their back legs, they've got to go forward, hopping forward. I love the way that you are sharing the letter K with a kangaroo, because when you look at Carol's book and you see what each of the letters of the alphabet stand for, you go, how in the world is she going to put kangaroo as a lesson for life? I love how you've done that, and I'm looking forward to your new book with more ABCs. So I hear what you're saying. If somebody wants to, thinking about retiring, they want to do some of the things that they haven't had time for. But frequently, as you say, people stop working and get bored because they don't have a plan. And then, as you say, are ready to go back to work. Wow. Let's change that a little bit.
I retired from real estate, but real estate is still part of my retirement as well.
Correct. That I know.
I stay connected. Retiring doesn't mean that I can't stay connected to the industry and to the people I learned to love during my career.
I think I've said this to you before. I think you do more in real estate being refired than most of the people that I know who are still working full time. You have truly continued your connections with all of us, again with the blogging and highlighting people and starting a new book now. Carol, what's driving you?
You know, I don't really know. I've always been highly motivated. If you read my book, you'll read some of the stories, but my parents died when I was very young, as you well know. And I've kind of had to be become independent and be self-driven from very early in life. And I was thinking about this the other day because I'm a very curious soul. And I love Google and Yahoo and just the internet in general, because if I have a question, I can find out the answer now. Mm-hmm. I don't have to wait. And I love that.
I am so impressed, and that's true. You can find it out, and if you want to write about a topic, you've got the internet, all of the things that we're learning. We're having a great time with AI, and I think it's really beautiful that even though you're refired, you definitely didn't retire, and you definitely did not stop learning. And I think that's what keeps us both going, is the connections that we have with so many people and learning new stuff and sharing new stuff. And I'm just so proud of you and what you have done with your life, how you've brought the happiness back into your life. And I love the fact that you're refired and traveling and playing golf. And again, I loved it when you stopped in Baltimore. If you're talking to a new real estate agent today coming in, what kind of advice would you give them?
Oh, gosh, I would tell them that passing the test to get their license has nothing to do with running a successful business. It doesn't teach you anything about running a business. So I would tell them to get connected with a local office that offers good training. And the caveat to that is that many of them say they offer training, but they don't. So they need to do their research and make sure the office that they become affiliated with actually has some kind of a mentorship program. I would tell them when they get their license and become affiliated to pick at least one, maybe two niches. Find areas of specialty that are of special interest. For me, example would be golf course homes.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are my people. And so that keeps your interest when you're doing something you love. I mean, real estate is one thing, but it's so broad that you sort of have to niche down and find a specialty. I love working with older people. My parents were a little older when they had me and my brother, so I was always around older people. And I just connect with them. So that was another one of my specialties, seniors. So that would be my advice, I guess, to find a specialty. And also to get systems, to have consistency in the things you do. If things aren't working, try something else. But don't just jump around willy-nilly because something isn't working. You have to give it time to work.
You know, one of the things that you're mentioning, and that, my goodness, I believe in this, when you take the real estate exam and you pass the real estate exam and you can call yourself a realtor, passing that exam and taking that course does not teach you how to sell a house. You need
right.
to continue this learning as you're talking about. What the course teaches you, I may get in trouble for saying this, the course teaches you how to pass the test to become
exactly.
a realtor. And I think that's with any kind of apprentice position where you go to school and you learn and you pass a test. But in real estate, just because you can call yourself a realtor doesn't mean that you are really ready to help somebody special sell their special house. And my advice is, as you say, find somebody that you like and somebody that you respect and go and what I call suck their brain. Get as much information from them as you can. You've got to find somebody that you like. You've got to find somebody that you respect. And you've got to find somebody who is willing to share. And I don't think there's a whole lot of people out there like that. This is the advice.
Well, Margaret, that's the beauty of Active Rain, too, because I think a lot of people within specific markets, like let's say my specific market, which was Wenatchee, Washington, some people looked at me as competition. Well, on Active Rain, nobody has competition.
Mm-mm.
They're all willing to share, and it's like a university of real estate. You can get advice. If you have a question, of course, you need to go to your broker first. There's a lot of legalities involved in real estate, but whatever it is, you can go on Active Rain and ask a question, and there's just dozens of people that are willing to help.
It is really amazing. And that brings me back to that I'm dedicating the show to Michael Palin and Floyd Wickman. He was president of Floyd Wickman courses. And the philosophy there is totally you get by giving. And I think, yes, I took the Floyd Wickman courses long before I knew about Active Rain, long before Active Rain was invented, was, you know, started. And the core value there of what Floyd taught, what Mike taught, is how you get by giving. And I don't think there was one person, I know there was not one person in that organization that you couldn't pick up the phone and say, I need your help, or can I give you an idea? You were always welcomed, and I find that same trait is just carried on by our being with a group like Active Rain. I think it truly is a get by giving group. With that, we need to step out. We need to take a break. This is Margaret Rome, all about real estate, with my guest Carol Williams, talking about her book, The ABCs of Life, Letters to My Granddaughter. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERome.com, or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You are listening to All About Real Estate. We have a guest on, Carol Williams, a friend of mine who's written a book called The ABCs of Life, Letters to My Granddaughter. She's writing another book called The ABCs of Life After Loss. And Carol, I know that how much golf means to you and how you travel around the country playing golf. Tell me, how do you relate the things that you learned in real estate to golf, or the things you learned in golf to real estate? How, you know, what are you learning, or the comparison of those two?
Well, you know, I think real estate taught me how to negotiate, to look at life from both, from many perspectives. I think learning to negotiate a contract, you have to look at things from both sides, from the buyer, regardless of who you're representing. You have to look at it from the buyer's side and the seller's side so that you can kind of do a win-win for everyone. And I think that taught me a lot about people. As you know, our country is quite divided at this point in time. But, you know, people have different life experiences and different perspectives. And actually, Thomas J. Nelson wrote an article on Active Rain, I think it was today or yesterday, about how different people, you know, you can give the same facts to two different people and they'll draw totally different conclusions by the same facts. So you have to consider that. People look at things from different perspectives, and I think that's true in business and life.
Mm-hmm. So how, you know, tell us, have you got any kind of funny stories relating to both golf and to real estate? I mean, I know you travel around visiting friends and playing all the different golf courses. Do you have maybe a meaningful story from those travels or a lesson that you learned somewhere in between what we call the fairway and the clubhouse?
Well, I have a lot of fun on the golf course. We laugh a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I learned from my trip across the United States. Remember my two month trip in 2021 when I met you and a whole bunch of other people?
Yes, and you wrote about each one of us and pictures. I'm surprised that that wasn't a book, which it could have. It certainly could have been, all the places that you stopped. But your enthusiasm and that traveling as a single person, traveling alone all around this country, is something that I totally admire of you. You totally refired.
Well, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me what the favorite part of that trip was, and it's kind of like asking what my favorite letter in my book was, or asking me who my favorite child is, because they're all special. They're all special in their own way. But the thing I learned, going back to your original question, in all of that 2 months, not one single person asked me what my political preferences were. You know, we're all just people basically wanting the same thing. We want, you know, our families to be happy. We want to be productive. We want to be good citizens. I think that was probably the biggest thing that I brought back from that trip.
That's a pretty big thing. I know on Active Rain, that's one subject that we stay away from, and we try to keep it about life and about buying and about selling and helping people buy and sell. And you're traveling around with that same message, doing it through friends that you know that are in real estate and in golf, and that's to be admired.
I have a lot of people tell me how brave I am. You're one of them that tells me I'm brave, but I don't really consider it brave. You know, a lot of women say, I could never do that, travel by myself. But you know what I say to them? I ask them, I say, have you ever gone on an overnight trip by yourself? You know, traveled from one town to the other? And they said, well, sure, yeah. I said, well, that's what I did. I just traveled one night trips for 60 days. It's kind of the same thing, only you just string them all together. And I was meeting up with people everywhere I went. So I really wasn't alone except when I was in my car. So it was pretty fun.
Yes, and it was, you're kind of relating that to how does one eat an elephant?
Exactly. I think we've talked about that.
Yes. I'm surprised. What was E in your book? Let me go back and see. Education. But it could have been for elephant.
It could have been.
Yeah.
Maybe in my next book I'll use elephant.
Okay.
Because, you know, in widowhood, I think people do get overwhelmed by the big picture. Well, it's true in life. But when your spouse passes away, everything, and I mean everything, about life changes. And you have to just take it one day, one hour, one bite at a time. So thank you for that. I'm going to use elephant in my next book.
Okay. Well, I'm really looking forward to your next book. And anybody who wants to know how to order either the first book or when the second book comes out, call me. I think it'll be easier. Just call me after the show or text me 410-530-2400. I will put you in touch with Carol. You don't need to remember her phone numbers and all of that. Just say the books we talked about on the radio. And I think, you know, it's time for us to take a break. Carol, I'm going to say thank you immensely for agreeing to be on the show today. I'm so proud of you. And if anybody wants to get your book, the ABCs of Life, Letters to My Granddaughter, give me a call, 410-530-2400. And after the break, Carol, I think I'm going to go back and talk about some of my houses. So again, I want to say goodbye and thank you so much for agreeing to do this. And we will talk very shortly. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, our economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Margaret Rome. After the show, 410-530-2400. After all, this is a show about real estate. Let me quickly tell you about some of the properties that I need and some of the properties that I have listed right now. I've got, if you want to go to my website, margaretrome.com or homerome.com, you can see every house that we're talking about. To start off with, I have got one that's coming soon. It is in the 7 Mile Lane area of 21208. It is a 4-bedroom, 2-story colonial. It's sitting on a perfectly level, large, over a third of an acre lot, ready to be updated, upgraded, or maybe do an addition to. Anybody who's interested in this Smith Avenue, 7 Mile Lane area, and a large home that is also very, very convenient to everything. It's on a shared driveway, so it is very private, yet very near everything. give me a call if you're interested in that. I do need a home, preferably in the Stevenson area, 21208. It needs to be a minimum of 4 bedrooms. It needs to have what could be used as an in-law suite, and a garage would be nice, and a basement would be nice. I've got buyers that are ready for that right now. I also have buyers that are ready for a townhouse in the 21209 area. If you've got a townhouse that's in really good move-in condition that you're thinking about selling, give me a call. I've got a very interested buyer in that. And that, again, 410-530-2400. One of the other beautiful homes that I have listed right now is it's a ranch style home, and it has a full basement, and it features a paved driveway with an entrance directly into the kitchen, nice size eat-in kitchen. This is one that has a basement that's ready to finish. As I mentioned, 3 bedrooms, a nice level fenced backyard. It's located at 8602 David Avenue, and that's in the area of 21234. If you need a home really quick, I bet we could even get you in before the new year if everything's in place now. You've got couple more weeks, give me a call. Another property that I have that I'm showing today, if the people don't cancel because of the snow, I've got a magnificent stone cottage in the Cheswell area. It is at 6240 Woodcrest Avenue. I've written some articles about all of these homes I'm talking about. You can see them by going to my blogs on my website, margaretrome.com. And I've got another one. I've got quite a few, but let me see how many I can get to and talk to you about. Another one that is a terrific buy. This is a 3-level split. It has cathedral ceilings, beam cathedral ceilings throughout. 3 nice-sized bedrooms, 2.5 baths. It's got a sunken living room, which now is holding a big pool table. So that room can be used for a family room, another bedroom, recreation room. And again, an eat-in kitchen, gas, heat. The wonderful thing about this, it also is on a level fenced lot. It also has a driveway that goes right into the kitchen. It has a new roof. It has updated heat and air conditioning. It has a whole house generator. All of the major things are done in this house. What it does need is some TLC. It needs paint. It needs new carpeting. If this had been done already, the price of this would be much higher. So this is a way that you could get into a house and customize it with your own paint. And if you didn't want to put carpet down, refinish the floors. Let me give you the address of that. If you're working with a real estate agent, have them call me. The address is 3123 Betlow James Place, and that is in 21207. And any of these homes that I have talked about, you can read more about them on my website, margaretrome.com. You can call me after the show at 410-530-2400. And I want to thank Carol, my guest, for being on and giving us some information about her wonderful book, The ABCs of Life, Letters to My Granddaughter. I want to once again give my condolences to the entire family of Mike Palin. Very, very special person in so many lives. Love to his family. We're thinking about you. Mary, consider yourself hugged. And we will see you next week on All About Real Estate.
For Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.